You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Our current serial is Let Sleeping Princes Lie, Part 7, Sometimes Witches. It was the worst slumber party ever. Zee grew up in a walled wing full of the king's wives, sisters and children, piling into each other's rooms and whispering secrets away from the ears of their many mothers, was a normal night for Zee and her siblings. Even when something terrible happened, like a death or illness in the family, she and her closest sisters and cousins would cling together in piles, taking comfort in each other's presence. This was not that. The three royals sat at a distance from each other, spiky and irritable. They were not quite clustered around the bed where Kai, what even was the lost prince's name, lay asleep, one of his hands loosely clasped in that of a dazed and miserable Dennis. Every now and then Camilla or Cyrus or Chase would peer at the sleeping young man as if searching for something and then look away quickly. Zee had not always connected with her sisters, and very few of them had understood her hunger to get away from home, but she missed them now, quite fiercely. "Was it fairies or witches?" she asked, and tensed as all three royals turned fierce expressions on her. "It's always fairies or witches in the stories," she mumbled, embarrassed. She usually tried to slide under their notice, hoping they'd forgotten that they knew her biggest secret. "Fairies," snapped Cyrus, at the same time that Chase said, "A witch, right?" They both stared at each other. Interesting. "It was a witch," Chase said again. "Purple cloak, crown of thorns. How do you not know this? Witches don't wear crowns of thorns. It was clearly a fairy. She marched right into the naming ceremony of Cammy and Cam. It was the wedding, not a naming day," Cyrus argued. "The spinning wheel curse on the eve of..." "No way!" Camilla cleared her throat. "Actually," she said in a very calm voice, "it was your third birthday. Camden and I were 9 months old. In the summer. A witch, definitely a witch, not a fairy, cursed our father that his happiness would end when a spinning wheel stole the one he loved most. When the next spring came around, our youngest brother was taken from us. 16 years ago, this month. Mother was gone before you turned 4. "You weren't even," Cyrus started to say, still clearly in an argumentative mood. Camilla lifted one hand imperiously. "If you think I haven't taken a very thorough survey from every staff member and guard who worked for Castle Charming back then, you don't know me at all." They all stared at their sleeping brother. No one was arguing the possibility that this was who he was. Dennis glared at them all. Clearly he had issues with anyone who was only interested in Kai, now that he was cursed, unconscious, and possibly royal. Zee really wanted to get out of this room, but she couldn't think of a way to do that without abandoning Dennis. She looked meaningful at Corporal Jack, who didn't notice. "Are you saying he's father's favourite?" Chase said petulantly. Jack rolled her eyes. Cyrus cuffed his brother. "Idiot! The curse wasn't about us kids at all. Mother was the one he loved best, and the spinning wheels took her." He frowned down at Kai. "I always thought she did it deliberately," he added. "No one ever said, but... I mean, I don't remember much from back then, but I remember how sad she was. And then she was asleep. And no one could wake her up. Years later, when I thought back on it, I assumed she'd let the spinning wheel prick her. Because she couldn't get over losing Camden." "Or she wanted to protect the rest of us," Camilla said sharply. "If she let the curse fall on her, it meant we were safe from it. After losing one child..." "How heroic of her," Chase sneered. "Leaving us with our dear father all these years. Perhaps she couldn't stand any of us." That silenced the others for an awkward moment or two. "What I mean is," Cyrus started again, "the spinning wheels went feral this year. Like they were trying to trap us. What if a similar spell happened that year too? What if Mother was chased down like we were, like..." He paused, obviously trying to remember Kai's current name. "Camden." "His name is Kai," Dennis snapped. "What does it matter why she left us?" Chase insisted, turning on his brother. "What does it matter if spinning wheels fall out of the sky? We might want to stop it happening again." "Don't see why," Chase muttered. "We're probably safe for another 16 years. "Kai's 18, said Dennis, suddenly looking around them. He moved to Charming when he turned 18. "Someone lied to him," said Camilla. "He's 17. Believe me, he's my twin." Dennis looked wrecked. Never mind escaping herself. Zee wanted to get him out of here, but she'd never felt so protective of someone in her life. But he wouldn't leave Kai. Of course he wouldn't. Not now. He wouldn't want to risk losing what claim he had over him. Leave him alone with the royals, and they would take complete possession. "I think we need to ask for help," she said, surprising herself by taking charge. "I mean, we can't just sit back and assume everything is hopeless. We should ask for advice. You all might have been children last time this happened, but you're not now. So we need to talk to a witch." "There are several working in the city," Jack mused. "Sarge was saying the other day that half a dozen new witches had registered for their city license this year, which is unusually high." "Oh," said Zee, catching on fast. "A witch new to the city isn't a suspect for the original curse." "Exactly," said Jack. "Unless Your Highness's survey named the one responsible for the curse?" Camilla hesitated and shook her head. "No one knew who she was. I don't think anyone ever found out. When I was 12, I broke into the old hound records, from before the Sarge ran it all. There was a brief description of the incident, but no mention of the witch's identity." "What if it was a fairy disguised as a witch?" pressed Cyrus. Chase shoved his brother. "Not everything is about fairies. We were cursed by magic dancing shoes one time. You see fairies around every corner." He nodded to Corporal Jack. "Find us a witch." "Yeah," Cyrus agreed. "Gathering advice is a good idea. I don't think we can hide this from Father for long. But I'd like to talk to the Sarge about it. The whole business with the spinning wheels yesterday sent Father spiraling. I don't think we should spring a long-lost son on him just yet." "You're assuming he remembers how many he had in the first place," said Chase sourly. "We should take Kai to the tower," said Camilla. "It's safer, and I want him to be near Mother." Dennis's head came up at that. "I'll help you," he said fiercely. "I can carry him." "We'll see about that witch then," said Zee, catching Jack's eye, and this time her corporal was exactly on her wavelength. The two of them fled away from the room full of feelings, down and out of Castle Charming. The air was cool for spring, and Zee felt like she could finally breathe again. "So," she said after a moment, "are we going to head around to check the registry for witches?" "No need," said Jack steadily. "I already know the right witch to consult." Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. Don't forget my upcoming superhero novella, Girl Reporter. It's available for pre-order now, and it drops later in December. Link in the show notes. You don't want to miss this one. So much superhero, so much snark. See you next week.